No, same thing.
Yeah.
A long boy toward now, girlfriend, get married.
Do you see a lot of changes between the way things used to be done
yeah.
and the way things
yeah.
are done now?
Change, yeah.
But yeah. like before, yeah. The father would give maybe skins or meat or
yeah.
mukluks,
mm-hmm.
And now they give flour mm-hmm. or
yeah.
whatever, but it's still giving
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
So that stays
yeah,
the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, yeah.
What other types of things have not stayed the same that you would like to see? That you would like to see stay the same as
yeah,
it used to be.
Yeah,
the things that were done before, a long time ago, that you like, that yeah. are not being done now. Do you? Can you think of any?
No.
No. Things that young people, for
yeah.
example, do now that, or that young people used to do a long time ago that young people don't do now.
No. Young people have changed now. They don't know it because before.
How have they changed? What are some of the changes? Like you were talking about with now boys and girls can get together
yeah,
without
right.
having
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Because
we're watching the boys got a friend now. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So when we watching the parents ask him, maybe you can marry that girl. He said, boys, the parent, he said, yes, the boy. And the parent, he talked to the parent, the Hukatora. He asked, to take something, my flower, and give it to them.
Do you think that that young people work
yeah.
Just as hard
yeah,
now as
right.
they did
yeah,
in those
work.
Days?
Yeah, they work. Because we tell them to work for the father-in-law. They let them work, yeah. I just think you work, huh?
No, not me. No.
Maybe if he gets married this boy, maybe he will let him work.
I don't like to work.
Yeah. I like that boy. He stayed just now in my house, yeah. Couple hours and yeah.
Have you talked about religion? The way that religion was a long time ago before the missionaries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the spirits and the shamans and so on. The Anahkot. When the missionaries came, did they change the way that people
yeah, right,
thought
right, change,
a lot?
Yeah.
How did they change?
I don't know how they changed, yeah.
Were they afraid of the shaman?
No.
Did they like to see the missionaries? Did the people like to see the missionaries come?
Yeah, that's why you went missionary, right, yeah. Every time, in the Sunday, they never missed. In the Sunday, in the whole day they not worked. They never worked. No hunting. Stay home.
Before the missionaries
yeah.
came, they worked?
They worked before. They don't know the church Sunday. They never think about Sunday.
So the missionaries
yeah.
told them they could take
yeah.
a day off?
Yeah, when the missionaries went to gamble, tell them how the week, Monday to Saturday, Saturday work and Sunday, they do not work, stay home, come to church, yeah. That's why when you learn it, all the gamble village, no more hunting on a Sunday, rest,
mm-hmm.
yeah. George Edward. Now it's after service Sunday, some boys go hunt the place. Yeah, George Edward.
Were there ever any evil shaman, any bad shaman? Do you know stories of any bad shaman before
no.
before the missionary?
No.
Any men like that when you were young, a boy?
You know, a long time ago, we cut your hair right here, see? Leave this one. About maybe 3 inches. On the back, only 1 inch, 1 inch. They cut it with a knife. Get wet and sharp knife, cut it with a knife. Also right here, cut it. Shave them. And only on the right here about 1 inch. Go wider, coming wider this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did they do that? To keep hair out of their eyes, or?
I don't know how they do it that way. I don't know why they cut it. I've been cut it myself, same thing. But after that, no more. I cut the clipper. No more knife.
You cut it all by yourself?
Yeah. No.
Somebody else does it.
My wife. Yeah. My wife is good barber. Then some boys sometimes, I go with some boys, cut my hair, yeah. Before a knife, with a knife, cut it.
How long could you let your hair grow?
Oh, just a little bit, just like this, yeah? Uh-huh. Cut it right away. No, any time I can cut it now, clipper. Not cut the hair. No more. only when they claim some of them, Wallace Connell, some boys, just like they've been cutting right here, see. I know one of my boys, Gregory, he's been doing it, cut his right here when he was playing.
They cut it before they go hunting?
Yeah. No. Always. Not before hunting. Anytime. They not let them grow. They not let them grow. When a little bit, cut again. Short lady, that one, but long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good down here.
Did the women like to let the hair grow as long as they could get, or did they cut them sometimes? Did they ever cut their
hair? No, they never cut them. Let them grow. Let them grow.
From when they're just little babies, they grow up, they never cut their hair? How about when they get married or... Just let it grow.
Yeah.
Did the women used to use beads?
Yeah.
Where'd they get the beads?
From what?
From Siberian. Siberian side. Most of them, they bring from Siberian side before white man. Yeah. Difference, change, just like a white man doing now, doing. Yeah. No more older people doing, no more. Except high school, didn't try to learn it. High school. Same thing, high school boys, they're teaching our language, story. Old people, what you're doing, just like me. And it was the same thing when I still in the Sulumba High School. I teach him story.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked about storytelling in the class so far? A little bit.
I wish someday, make picture I can show it to my. When I go back, my group, student.
Your new family.
Jim, I brought a camera because you asked about that.
And after, take pictures of the whole group and then do that everyone. It would be amazing.
So in your class with the students in Sulumba, do you tell stories?
Yeah.
From long ago? Stories that your grandfather told you?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know any that you think these students would, a lesson you would like to teach these students?
Yeah, right. I want to show it to a group of students right here. I was teaching, talking a story all old time ago, Eskimo dance. Same thing, they ask how we married a long time ago, because they don't know it.
Do you remember any stories, or do you know some stories that you might like to tell the class?
Same like the others.
Yeah. Stories were used though by the...
Also, hunting. Because they don't know, long time ago, used a harpoon. Different, no more U.S. harpoon, just like old. You know, I made the harpoon. Mm-hmm. I didn't make a harpoon for a high school. No, I made it here. Right here, I made the harpoon a long time ago. Except not the real rope, sheskin rope, or Walsh high rope. Except I didn't have. Maybe this spring, if good hunting, I might save my rope, so I will send it to here. I talked to all of the different If I get the rope, I will send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I might come again next year, I don't know. Except, four of my girls, he was listening to me. I told him, it looks like if you will come to Eskimo Dance, Fairbanks, I will call you. So maybe stand by, listen to the principal. Maybe they ask, has anyone called Jimmy? Because I promise I will call you on the telephone. Looks like you come over to Eskimo Dance, so I will find out Dimmer if you come back. If looks like don't come, I will call him. It's pretty hard to come over here. No money.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of money. Like last year, almost helped me with $1,000. So he wanted to come over to Eskimo Dance. Still, we got short of money because we're trying to come to eat all together. Eat. So that's why we don't come. Now, four girls. When he write it to me, brother, I wish four girls come to Eskimo Dance here. I will ask him. It's a university, they pay a fare, she will come. If they're known, we don't have to come over here.
You said that the people in Sabunga don't dance as much now as they used to, or they don't dance, have big dances like they do in Kotzebue?
No, they don't have to do it. No.
In the old days?
Yeah.
Did you dance, was it like every night in the wintertime?
Sometimes we dance, yes.
A lot of dancing in the
When the visitor come, we dance.
Mm-hmm.
But
even when visitors did not come, did you dance?
No, sometimes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Not always.
Mm-hmm. In the community house?
Yeah, IRA house. Mm-hmm. The Eskimo dance up there.
In the old days, in the wintertime, what were some of the other, the reasons for other villages coming or say Gamble coming over and getting together?
Always in the early spring, the Gamble come to visit to Sabunga by boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask him to dance. We go wrestling first, running first. Not wrestling, just running. And that's going to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come to, they want to buy some deer skin. The first part of July, we butcher. We drive the corral, reindeer, and we butcher. Some other deer, fawns, young fawns.
Mm-hmm.
We castrate it. Mm-hmm. It still, we kill it for wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell it to Gamble. Some of them trade some young Oro.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Also a rope.
When they would come over in the spring, with some ceremonies, it seems like you have maybe one type of foil meat that you would eat at the beginning of the ceremony or the festival celebration, and then you would have another kind of whale meat that you would eat at another time.
No.
And another, it didn't matter what you ate, you just, everybody ate whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would it end when everybody just got tired? Or how would a ceremony end? Like when Gamble would come over and visit in Sabunga. Why would they go home? Just because it was ready time to go home, or
yeah, when after butchering corral,
Mm-hmm.
After butchering, then they go back to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to gamble. Because they get deer meat, they buy skin for clothing for him. Because they tame it by himself, make a pants for coat.
Mm-hmm.
He made it by himself. Because every day we heard, we watch him there close to the village. Every day go bring back hurt, every day another boys change every day. Two boys go hurt, bring them to the village. Next day another boys. Until winter time, we go to our deer camp.
Some white people, sometimes they come in and go out and look for walrus and just take their tusks and just leave the body. What do you think about that? Do you think it's right?
White man? Only eat, that's all. Leave the body. This much, see? You cut right here. You know, the walrus bull, they got something in the body right here, see? Not in the body, just right here. That much, they cut it right here. The man, the outside, they come to hunting for the walrus. He shot it by himself, white man. So that boat captain, they tried to kill a big walrus. They look around by himself, that white man, when he went shoot it. They buy that one walrus, how many? $300, I think. He take one whole tusk with the head. With the skin, but clean up the head meat, also cut the walrus skin, make it thinner, because it's too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They hunt the walrus sometime, white man. Last year they did not come, I don't know. In the spring, early spring, they come.
Do you think they should do that?
Hmm?
Do you think they should do that?
What? I don't know. Because I think they talked to the King Warden. King Warden don't want to let him go to hunt, so he will not come. First thing, ask again. You know, watching always again, watching animal, walrus, whale. That's why you could limit. Give it a limit. So we're going to gamble, only two wheels can strike, that's all.
In the old days, if somebody did something that was against the law, or something that was not right,
no.
What would happen to him? If, I guess maybe, what were some of the bad things that young people could not do in the old days? Some of the things like that broke the law or were wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know any?
No, long time they got no limit. That's why.
Well, not on hunting, but on other things.
Yeah.
On other things in the village, if somebody took something.
Yeah.
That belonged to somebody else. What would happen to him?
They're not doing it that way, no.
Uh-huh. What would they do?
When they, somebody had other...
Yeah, if this is yours.
Yeah.
And I take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old days,
yeah.
If I didn't give it back to you, and this is something very important to you,
yeah.
What would happen to me? What would you or what would the people in Savunga do to me?
Well, they never do it that way. No, they never do it that way. That's why.
Or if you weren't looking and I took that,
yeah,
and
I know.
And I got caught,
yeah,
with it.
I know. They might something do it. They might ask why you took them. You ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But would they do punish him?
Yeah, you will punish all the people. They will punish. Yeah.
How did they? What did they do to punish?
Make them work hard.
Make them
work
hard.
Yeah. Let them work hard. They punish that way. Let them work hard. Watch them.
If somebody did something that was really bad.
Yeah.
That took something very important or hurt somebody.
Yeah. Punish them.
What would they do? What would the punishment?
Let them work hard always. Let them work hard.
Uh-huh.
Work hard.
If they did something really bad, then they made them work really hard.
Work hard, mm-hmm. They can work hard. Do it that way. Punish them.
Have you talked about old time justice?
Long time ago, when they used a spear. When he wants to fight, from the end, from the spear, you do it that way. And you grab him, 1 foot, just like 1 foot, the front, just grab him. It will fight, kill him. If he handles by right in the end, just a plane.
So if somebody was very angry with someone else, somebody was really mad.
Right. Yeah, mad.
Then
they
would.
They do it that way. Me or grab them.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if somebody killed somebody? Somebody else snuck up, came up behind them and killed them, or something like that. What would the village do to the person?
I don't know.
Was there a punishment for that?
I think punishment for that.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know what the punishment was?
No. Right now it's different. We don't punish anymore what they're doing. Except the council or Polish. No more. For the people, no more. Council and mostly Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like a white man now doing. And watching all of us the night time. Guard and police.
What do you think is gonna happen in the future? Do you think they'll stay like a white man or will they change back?
Changing. Just like a white man, changing. No more older people doing no more.
Do you think you'll stay that way?
I think.
What do you think is going to happen?
Just our granddaughter, grandson See, we tell them, because sometimes they want to stay in the night time. We listen to what they go doing in the night time. We ask them, what they're doing in the night time. Nothing, they tell us. Sometimes we heard something wrong doing. So the police talked to him. He do it that way, and watch him police all the time.
Did they have jails long time ago?
Right now, long time ago, it got nothing but jail. Now it got jail. But the jail. But the jail doing wrong, boys.
Do you think that's healthy?
No. Now it's different. Young boy is different on ours. They're not listening to them because they want to own do it by himself. That's why doing wrong. They never listen to his parents. That's why doing wrong. Something happened almost sometime night time.
Do you think it's only the boys? What about the
girls? Yeah, boys. Mostly boys. Boys, not the girls. No. Only boys. Because no more older people say anything to the young boys. But looks like they're going to try to talk to the young boys and girls, older people. We've been meeting last month before I came here. So we're going to try to talk to the boys. Besides the council and Polish at the village at Tsivunga. Tsivunga can Polish native boys. When the boys drunk, put in jail, teacher will come to. When they something wrong, fight, take to the room, put in jail.
Jimmy, why did the old people stop talking to the boys and girls?
I don't know why. Because we think about, because we got council and police, they can watch him. He won't talk to him. That's why when we meeting, we talk to the council and police. We talk to him. Why not try to make stop? Because me and somebody else, older people, they never see anything. Because councilmen, they will watch him. Or police watch him. So we don't have to see anything anymore. So I've been talking to the council and police about that. Because they never watch him always. When he get fight, take him, that's all. Put the jail and fight each other. You know, mostly they take when they drink too much to fight. I'll go home with them.
Jimmy, which way do you think worked better? When in the old days, when somebody would do wrong, and the people in the village or the parents would make them work harder or do hard work?
Before we do it that
yeah.
way.
When you,
before, yeah.
Do you think that that worked better
yeah,
than
yeah.
having the police mm-hmm. take
yeah.
care of things
before,
now?
Before police. We do it that way, all the people punish them,
mm-hmm.
let them work hard, yeah.
Do you think that that worked better?
Yeah, right, uh-huh. that people work better.
Mm-hmm. How are we doing on time? About 10 after? How's your throat?
All right.
Tired of talking?
Yeah.
Just getting
right.
warmed up.
You're right.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
You're right.